We've seen also barrier options, and we've seen that in fact barriers are more a feature which you can add in fact to any type of options. An in-barrier option, remember, expires worthless unless the underlying crosses a certain barrier at some point in history. In fact, such a property is easy to introduce simply by tagging the random walkers in your Monte Carlo simulation. In the applet, you will see how the prices switch from blue to red below the strike price where there is a barrier at, I think, 10% below the strike price. This switch in color corresponds to those prices which met the condition for the barrier option to appear. And therefore, at the time when you want to evaluate the price of the option, you will in fact count only those possible outcomes that met the conditions. That means those prices which are colored in red. Now you can look at what is the expected payoff of a barrier option, which is displayed in black, a vanilla option, which is in blue, or the option without the barrier feature, and the terminal payoff, which is in gray, and compare all these values, and you will see how they complement each other. Simply be careful when you put the barrier too low in prices, you'll have very, very few realizations of your Monte Carlo simulation, and you will run again into the problem of having too little statistics. So you will need very many more samples to have a meaningful result. Other exotic options can also be considered and analyzed for their payoff dynamics, and this will be done in the form of exercises. A particular case is the American exercise style, which is in fact a particular exotic option, but we will have a whole chapter on American options where we'll look at this exercise style in more details.